You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Mr. Dan Nywane, principal and co-founder at Avianos, a born digital consultancy focused on the connected customer and the companies who need to create engaging, constantly evolving connections with them. Mr. Nywane, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I look forward to our conversation.
And likewise, I do as well. So for starters, Dan, for the benefit of our listeners, give us a summary or some background information about Avianos to kick things off.
Sure. So Avianos was founded in 2014 with a focus on really how we can accelerate our customers into the marketplace so they can test and learn, create a new connection with their consumer, and start to figure out what the consumer really wants so that they can go through and start incorporating that into their business line instead of waiting that 18-month implementation cycle. It was our firm belief when we founded the organization that companies no longer wanted to just buy services and wait that 18 months. They wanted someone who could come in there and say, here's a solution. I've done this multiple times. I've been there. And we helped kind of produce some of those solutions to get our customers in market quickly so they can hack growth and focus on that outcome versus that technology piece that a lot of times gets in the way.
Now, with regards to technology in the food industry, namely your case study with Bare Naked Granola, how is Avianos at the forefront of this issue?
You know, when we looked at the Bare Naked case study and what we did there, you're really kind of seeing, you know, some really interesting changes going on in the food ecosystem. You know, what you see today is the grocery store aisle is the exact same way it was in the 1950s. You know, you go down, you look for the most colorful box of cereal or granola in this case, and you see what ingredients are there and you can start to compare them. And they're all, you know, basically the same. There's not much variation in what's going on. At the same time, you're getting a very much younger millennial group coming in, and they're saying, you know what, I'm not really into this mass-produced box of cereal that's sitting there, even with all the, you know, the well-done brand imaging that's included there. We want something that's personalized to my experience, and you know, one of the things that, you know, kind of impacts all CPGs, not just in the food industry, but across all the board, is I don't really know what it is my customer wants. So when this millennial group was coming in and they're saying, these are kind of the things I want to try and I want to explore my profile, you know, these large CPGs are saying, you know what, I have this grocery store that sits in between us that doesn't necessarily capture this information, doesn't share it with me, and I don't have a really interesting way to collect this information. And you know, Bare Naked and Kellogg's was, you know, seeing some of the things coming up with, you know, Dollar Shave Club that was impacting other industries. And they said, you know what, we need to think about growth. How are we going to change this and grow? And one of the things that we did with them was really to kind of create a hook, a reason for people to come and say, this is what it is I want. And that was Bare Naked Custom. It was a quick interface that from concept to creation was to get a site up that allowed people to transact with them, allowed them to collect customer information. And throughout the basis of this was make it your own. You tell us what ingredients that you want. And so they, being Kellogg's, went through and found all the different sources of the food ingredients and said, hey, we're going to offer you bourbon barrel oats. We're going to offer you chipotle essential oils. We're going to offer you jalapenos. We're going to offer you chocolate granola as a base. Now you tell us what it is you want. And Avianos, working with Kellogg's, came through and figured out a way to kind of accelerate that into the marketplace so that Kellogg's could then focus in on how they could grow that channel, how they could focus on the growth. What are the things that are going to bring consumers into the top of the funnel for them to be able to start collecting information? And as they were capturing this information, they could go through and start to analyze it and say, what were the combinations that people were looking for? What were the product that might be the next thing that, that they might want to be putting on the store shelves. And one of the things that we looked at this as was, you're kind of changing that user research paradigm a little bit with this. Instead of saying, hey, let's get a focus group together and sit in a room and taste this product and say, what it is that I like or what is it that I don't like. Your consumers are paying you now to do that, to give you that out, you know, to give them the opportunity to say, this is what I want in my morning cereal, what I would like to be able to try. And they could go and explore their favorite profiles. You know, there's at this point over 500,000 flavor combinations that people can explore just going in and pulling a couple varying ingredients. And we help them think through concepts that, that might be a little bit of a challenge. Giving people that many options, how do I eliminate that paradox of choice? So we integrated with IBM Chef Watson to kind of pull in a little bit of that AI that, that says, you know what, based on what we've seen go together in other places, the combination you're putting together likely goes well together versus, you know, you might want to be in the game of maybe pulling something together that might be the least flavorful so you can share it with your friends, you know. But it, it brings a little bit of excitement around what type of combinations you can bring and what you might be able to create that's different that you can't see in the ecosystem. And we help them get that live. We help them, you know, pull together all the nutritional and label information all the way to, you know, connecting it to their back-end systems for fulfilling that and shipping it out to customers. And so it's pretty exciting. You know, they've seen, you know, some really good growth with that line. And it's something that's unique and different that other competitors aren't doing yet.
Very interesting as well. Now, what are some of the competitive advantages that Avellanos is enjoying?
You know, I think what's separated out us is, you know, we are relatively new to the ecosystem, but our history, you know, dates back to a company called Acuity Group, which was a, I'll call it a super regional, did a lot of work in the commerce and content space with Adobe and Hybris. And and in 2013, we got acquired by Accenture and we got to see that beast and how it works and some of the challenges that, that it, you know, has to deal with in terms of getting people into market quickly. And we took all of those, the things that we felt all of those organizations did well, and we tried to pull those into our foundation as we started our organization. And what we looked at was really, how can we be an innovative organization? And when you're a smaller organization, you have that ability to take risk and be innovative and try new things and see what's working, what's not working. You also have the ability to move quickly and nimbly, right? We can take on projects that, you know, some organizations just can't take on due to the risk profile or the size of them. And then really, I think what differentiates us from all of our competitions is we like to talk about outcomes. We like to talk about, you know, what is really the business driver of why you're doing this versus what is the, you know, what is the technology that you're going to implement or what requirements might you need to get this done. It's focused on what are your goals, what are your objectives, and then how can we reach those together, and then how can we leverage the technology to accelerate that in there into the marketplace so that you can start to realize those outcomes in a faster faster way. We're thinking that's resonating in the industry, and we, you know, what we've done to help that is start to build out our own solutions, things that say if you're a, you know, mid-market B2B manufacturer looking to get into online ordering or a supplier portal or things of that nature, here are the things that you need to have in order to be successful. And let's start to bring those pieces together. Here are the services. Here are the technology. Here are the people that you're going to need to accelerate that and actually start to see results. Same thing in the direct-to-consumer space as well. We're bringing those solutions in there. You know, we fundamentally believe that the way people are buying services is going to change. They want those solutions. They want things that have been out there that they can show and help accelerate into market so they can test and learn and see what the results are and not pontificate as to what they could be and then find out 18 months later the decisions that were made along the way weren't accurate.
Today we're joined by Mr. Dan Nyweem, principal and co-founder at Avellanos, helping brands deliver customer experiences that resonate with the full promise of digital, adaptive, innovative, and driven by the power of connected cloud technology and data-driven insights here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter, @ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listing convenience. Now, shifting gears a little, tell us, what is your long-term vision for Avianos?
You know, I think our long-term vision for Avianos is really just to help grow the business into a recognizable brand. You know, we started, you know, in 2017, and we've experienced 275% growth year over year. Our target next year is to be the Inc. 500 as one of the fastest growing organizations, a globally recognized brand for commerce content and CRM. And what we really want to be able to do is help our customers in unique ways in the marketing and sales space as to how we can drive their brand further and be seen as a partner, as someone who's going to be invested in that outcome with them. And so our long-term plans are to continue to grow the organization, blow through that 20 million mark, and get into the hundreds of millions over the next couple of years.
Excellent. And lastly, anything else that you'd like the listeners to know about Avianos in conclusion?
You know, Avianos is, a great organization to work for. We are targeting, you know, great people to join the organization. We're growing, as consumers and customers. You know, we always want to have the highest level of customer satisfaction and things that we're looking to do. And you can always find out more about Avianos by going to avianos.com. It has all of our recruiting and job openings. It has the partnerships that we're building out. And so for those people who are interested in joining a fast-growing organization, we're always looking. And for, you know, potential customers, there's more information, case studies around what we've done and how we've done it and the solutions that we've brought to market as well.
Well, Mr. Nieuwen, we certainly have appreciated your time in introducing Avianos to the audience. It really sounds like you're making an impact within the space. Continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for your time, and Happy New Year.
And we thank you. We've been speaking with Dan Nieuwen, principal and co-founder at Avianos, a born digital consultancy focused on the connected customer and the companies who need to create engaging, constantly evolving connections with those clients. And for more information, simply visit avianos.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.